Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. You know, the crappie spawn is still going strong here in Texas where I live, and I dare say up in Kansas or Oklahoma, maybe even some places in eastern Colorado, I bet you you're catching crappie shallow up in water 3 feet or less deep. I was fishing this past week a lake about 45 minutes east of Dallas called Lake Levan with a good buddy of mine, Brandon Sargent, and my nephew, Billy Kilpatrick, who guided on Lake Levan for almost a quarter of a century for crappie. These two guides became friends like guides usually do, and Billy shared some hot spots with Brandon. Brandon's guide service is called Lead Slingers Guide Service. You can go on to Facebook there and search out Lead Slingers Guide Service and see what he's up to. He's got a website also. But I want to share with you a method for shallow water crappie fishing that'll help you. Do you know what a bobber stopper is, folks? If you're a devout fisherman, you probably do. But a bobber stopper is it's a simple device. It's a little bit hard to describe with words, but it's a rubber band, a real strong rubber band, small, tiny rubber band, if you will, that attaches to the line that you can move it up and down to adjust the depth that you want to fish. And below it is what's called a slip cork. It's a cork with a hollow piece of plastic all the way through it. So you attach your bobber stopper to your line at the depth you want to fish. Now, the bobber stopper will go through the eyes of your rod. It fixes the spot that you want, the depth that you want to fish. So you attach your bobber stopper to the line. And it's also, the bobber stopper is wrapped around a little hollow tube. You slide that tube up your line, pull the tube out and discard it, and then just tighten the rubber band, if you will. Let's just call it a rubber band for simplicity's sake. So it's going to stop your slip cork. Your slip cork is below it, and it's sliding up and down your fishing line, right? Okay, so at the end of your fishing line, you've got your hook and your minnow, or you could put a jig on there, whatever. If a hook and a minnow, you'd want a little buckshot weight down there to keep your minnow down. So you see, you've got your spot there that if you want to fish 3 foot deep or 6 inches deep, you can slide that rubber band, that bobber stopper, if up and down to a point to the depth that you want to fish. Now, you might wonder, why would you want to do this? Why don't you just set a cork and peg it and go cast your bait? Well, think about this. Especially for crappie fishing in shallow water, you're going to be targeting brush, grass beds, you know, crappie-like cover. And so you're going to be fishing around heavy cover, right? So it's hard to cast. Say you want to fish 3 foot deep. It's hard to cast from the hook up to the floater, a fixed floater 3 foot. It's hard to cast that and not stay hung up in brush all the time, right? So there's where your bobber stopper. You can Google, folks. You can Google slip cork, bobber stopper, you know, and it's really a simple device. It's a little bit hard to describe to someone that's never seen one. Basically, it just sets the depth that you want to fish. When you cast it, you're only casting from, your cork slides right by your hook there, and you cast that out, and then when it hits the water, it sinks down, your bait does, till the cork, the floater, hits that piece of rubber. It's really pretty simple, but hope that helps you, folks. It's a simple way to fish shallow water and not stay hung up all the time. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.